Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. Today we're talking about Australia, and Anne-Marie, I would like to ask you, when you think of Australia, what city comes to mind?
Well, Melbourne, maybe, or Sydney.
Those are probably the two most famous ones. Maybe you think of a place like Canberra or Brisbane. We're not talking about any of those today. We're traveling out west, all the way to Perth.
That's right. We're going to talk about all the wonderful things you can do in Perth, Australia, in an article called Perfect Perth. Let's get started with our first reading right now.
Perfect Perth. Discover Australia's sunny west coast city of beaches and wildlife. Mention Australia, and many people immediately picture Sydney's famous Harbour Bridge or the creative street art of Melbourne. But across the continent, closer to the Indian Ocean than to any other major Australian city, sits Perth, a place that many travelers overlook. That's a mistake. Perth might just be one of Australia's most surprising destinations.
Hey friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看 overlook 这个动词，意思是忽略或是视而不见。它可以引申为宽恕或不计较。譬如 Proverbs say that it is wise to overlook an offense. 谚语说宽恕他人的过错是明智的表现。To be overlooked 则表示被忽略。譬如Being overlooked may feel unpleasant at first, but it can also have its advantages. 被忽略刚开始可能感到不快，但也可能有益处。名词 oversight 跟 overlook 拼法虽然接近，但意思截然不同哦。Oversight 指的是不经意的疏忽、失误或是遗漏。譬如Forgetting to attach the file to the email was a simple oversight. 忘记将档案附加到邮件中只是一时疏忽。
Well, friends, when people think of Australia, they often have a certain image in mind. But the truth is, Australia has a variety of experiences and sights for the traveler. Today, let's talk about where we're going.
We're going to discover Australia's sunny west coast city of beaches and wildlife. Let's get into our text here, friends. We read, mention Australia, and many people immediately picture Sydney's famous Harbour Bridge. Let's pause there for just a moment and talk about that word immediately.
Let's talk about it immediately.This means right away. We're not going to delay.
Let's use it in another sentence. Call me immediately if you need help.
People immediately think of that Harbour Bridge or the creative street art in the city of Melbourne. But across the continent, closer to the Indian Ocean than to any other major Australian city, sits Perth.
We see this word continent there, friends, and let's stop to define it. Continent is referring to one of the seven large land masses on Earth.
Yeah, you could think of big continents like Europe or Asia or North America. But the truth is, often Australia is considered a continent or a part of the larger continent.Of Oceania.
Yeah, that's a good point. So we sit here that across the continent, across from Sydney and Melbourne, is Perth, a place that many travelers overlook.
Yeah, they might overlook it. They don't think about it, but they should think of it. It's a mistake. Perth might just be one of Australia's most surprising destinations.
Okay, now I'm interested because we've used the word surprising to describe this destination. I'm curious about what is so surprising about it. But before we find out, let's define this word destination.
All right, a destination is often referring to a place that someone will travel to.
We're not just talking about a location, we're talking about a place where you arrive at. Paris is one of the top travel destinations. Another place you might have heard this word before is when you're using a GPS app. The app might tell you you have reached your destination. The destination is the place you're going to.
Anne-Marie, I thought of another unique way this word is used as an adjective.
Okay, how would you do that?
How about talking about a destination wedding?
Ah, a destination wedding. This is a wedding that specifically takes place in a different location from where the two people are from. All of the wedding guests go to that place to hold the wedding.
Yeah, often it's a wedding in a place that's far away. People need to travel there, and as a result, there often aren't as many guests.
Technically, my wedding was a destination wedding. I grew up in Ohio, but I had my wedding in Florida. I did have quite a few relatives that lived there.
That is good. Okay, so this might be a surprising destination for people, this city of Perth. Part of that is just how big Australia is. It's kind of hard to imagine if you don't live in a place quite like it. Traveling from the major cities of Sydney and Melbourne to Perth, if you were to drive, it would take forever. You really do have to fly there.
Okay, well, let's take a moment now to find out why Perth is such a good choice for travelers. What makes it such a surprising destination? Let's find out together.
Perfect Perth. In Perth, beaches take center stage. Along the coast, clear blue waves roll gently onto gorgeous stretches of soft white sand. One of the most beloved local spots is Metam's Pool, a sheltered area perfect for snorkeling. On calm days, swimmers pass over seagrass where small, patterned fish, starfish, and even the occasional octopus move quietly below the surface.
Beloved 这个形容词意思呢是深爱的中受钟爱的譬如 The guide dog, a beloved member of the family, helped Victoria to become more independent despite her blindness. 这只导盲犬是家庭中备受疼爱的一员尽管 Victoria 失明它仍帮助 Victoria 变得更加独立 Cherished 的意思呢则是珍爱的珍藏的用来形容珍惜美好的记忆、宝贵的友情或是收藏品等等。譬如 ,Her scrapbook is a cherished memento of her adventurous childhood. 她的剪贴簿是她珍爱的纪念品记录了充满冒险的童年。再来看一个字 ,treasure, 它可以当名词或是动词。当动词的时候是表示珍视、珍藏。它的过去分词Treasured 可以当形容词用，意思是珍贵的。譬如 ，The pebbles are pretty treasured keepsakes of a pleasant time with dear friends. 这些鹅卵石很漂亮，是与好友共度美好时光的珍贵纪念品。
So our author here is telling us that Perth is not a place to overlook. It is a really special destination. Let's find out why.
Well, we see here in Perth, beaches take center stage. This tells me that there must be a lot of really great beaches.
Yeah, Perth is a city right on the ocean on the west coast of Australia. Along the coast, clear blue waves roll gently onto gorgeous stretches of soft white sand.
This word gorgeous is a good one for you to know, friends. If something or someone is gorgeous, it or they are very beautiful.
Very beautiful. You might describe a sunset as gorgeous. Or you might describe someone you really admire as gorgeous as well.
And what's gorgeous here are these beautiful beaches with their soft white sand. One of the most beloved local spots is Medham's Pool, a sheltered area perfect for snorkeling.
All right, let's talk about snorkeling. This is a pretty fun activity. When you go snorkeling, you are swimming somewhere. You have a mask and a tube on it. That tube is called the snorkel. It allows you to breathe while looking underwater.
And why would you look underwater? Well, it's usually to see fish and coral. It's fun to go snorkeling when the water is very, very clear. And I like going snorkeling in tropical places so I can see tropical fish.
It sure is great. We heard there's a great snorkeling spot here, Medham's Pool. And on calm days, swimmers pass over seagrass where small patterned fish, starfish, and even the occasional octopus move quietly below the surface.
Let's take a look at a few of the things we saw in this sentence. First, we see pass over. If you pass over something, it means that you move above something.
Right. Here's another example. Swimmers might pass over colorful coral reefs and fish, or a car passes over a bridge to cross a river.
And what might you see when you're passing over this seagrass, friends? You might see an octopus.
You might see an octopus. That sure would be fun. An octopus is a sea creature. People say octopus are pretty smart, and they characteristically have 8 arms.
That's right. You might see a colorful octopus when you visit the aquarium.
So, what would you want to see while snorkeling, Emery?
Definitely the octopus. I've never seen one in the wild before. I have seen beautiful patterned fish. I saw a lionfish once, which was really exciting, but I have never seen an octopus.
I don't know that I've seen one in the wild either. I'd enjoy seeing those starfish as well.
That would be a lot of fun. Well, friends, what else is there to do in Perth? We're going to find out in just a moment, right after we take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Let's see what takes center stage. Picture this. At a school performance, everything was quiet. The lights dimmed, the curtain opened, and one actor stepped forward into the spotlight. In that moment, all eyes were on her. She took center stage. This phrase means to become the main focus of attention. It doesn't even have to be a real stage. It can be used for ideas, people, or events that suddenly become the most important thing. For example, environmental issues have taken center stage in recent years. Or his performance took center stage at the talent show. Now let's look at a few other phrases from acting. Steal the show means to attract the most attention, often unexpectedly. For example, the young actor stole the show with his great performance. Behind the scenes refers to what happens out of public view. For example, a lot of work happens behind the scenes to make the event a success. Take the spotlight is very similar to our main phrase. For example, she took the spotlight during the presentation. And stage fright describes the fear of performing in front of others. For example, he felt stage fright before going on stage. So whether you're performing or just speaking up, sometimes it's your turn to take center stage. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Perfect Perth. Another must-see is Cottesloe Beach, often called Perth's Postcard Beach. Just a 20-minute drive from the city center, the beach has been loved by locals for more than 100 years. Swim, surf, stroll on the sand, or dine on fresh seafood while looking out over the Indian Ocean. Back in Perth, visit the Bell Tower, famous for its glass and copper sail-like design. Housing 18 bells, it is one of the few places in the world where people can watch bell ringing.
Copper 指的是铜, 譬如, some coins in Taiwan are made mainly of copper and are therefore brown. 台湾的一些硬币主要是由铜制成，因此是褐色的。形容词 metallic 是表示金属的，有金属特性的。譬如, she noticed a faint metallic taste in her food after she first got braces. 她刚戴上牙套时，发现食物里有一股淡淡的金属味。形容词 rusty 是指生锈的。譬如, the outdoor playground equipment became rusty over time in the humid environment. 在潮湿的环境中，户外游乐场的设施逐渐生锈。 All right, that concludes today's Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So far, we know that Perth has some beautiful beaches and even places to go snorkeling. That can't be all that there is there, though. Let's find out more.
All right, well, first let's talk about this word that we are going to see in the first sentence of this next section. Something is described as must see. This is something that is definitely worth seeing.
For example, if you travel to Paris, France, the Eiffel Tower is definitely a must see. Now, this doesn't mean that anything will happen to you if you don't see it. It just means that you really should go see it. It's worth it.
It's highly recommended. Well, what is a must-see in our article? We read here together. Another must-see is Cottesloe Beach. I believe that's how it's pronounced.
I think so too. And it's often called Perth's Postcard Beach. Okay, a postcard. I know I've received those before.
Yeah, postcards are picture cards that people send by mail. They're often sent by people who travel to faraway places and mail a postcard back to family or friends.
Now, here in this sentence, we're not talking about that physical card. We're describing this place as a postcard beach. This just means that it is so beautiful, it's like the kinds of things you might see on a postcard.
This means that this beach is very well known and very beautiful. Just a 20-minute drive from the city center, the beach has been loved by locals for more than 100 years.
Yeah, in some places, 100 years might not seem like a long time, but the history of Australia isn't that long.
No, that is a good point. So for Australians, 100 years is a long amount of time.
Well, you can swim, surf, stroll on the sand, or dine on fresh seafood while looking out over the Indian Ocean.
Let's talk about one of those words we saw in that sentence, friends. It's the word stroll. A stroll is a slow, relaxed walk. Usually when you're taking a stroll, you're not really focused on the destination. You're just focused on enjoying yourself.
Here's another example. Let's take a stroll in the park. These days, I sometimes have a hard time going for a stroll. I feel like I'm always in such a hurry, but sometimes it's really nice.
It can be really nice, especially if you travel to a new place. Well, we've talked about the beach here. What else is available for us to do in Perth?
Yeah, let's go back to the city. Back in Perth, visit the Bell Tower. It's famous for its glass and copper sail-like design.
Why is it so special? Well, we read here, housing 18 bells, it is one of the few places in the world where people can watch bell ringing.
Okay, that's interesting. And we had an interesting use of the word house here. Of course, those bells aren't alive. That's not their home.
No, but if something houses something else, it means that something stays there or it holds something. We often use this word when we're talking about art in a museum as well.
Yeah, you might say the painting is housed in the museum downtown.
So what we're saying here is that these 18 bells are in this bell tower.
And it's one of the few places where you can watch bell ringing. So if that's interesting to you, make sure to visit this tower.
I think it would definitely be something that I would be interested in, especially if I first spent a nice day on the beach.
Sounds pretty good. All right, friends, we learned so many great things about this, well, often overlooked city. We have more to say about it, but right now, it's time for our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看现在完成式被动语态。 句型结构是主词加 have 或 has 加 been 加过去分词，用来表示某件事情在过去某个时间已经被完成，并且一直持续到现在，而且主词是动作的承受者。例如课文的这一句： The beach has been loved by locals for more than 100 years. 其中 by locals 是动作的执行者，有时也可以省略 by。 这个结构也常与 for 或是 since 等时间表达连用，强调持续时间或起点，并常用在正式或客观叙述中。来看这个例句：The building has been used as a museum for decades. 这栋建筑已经被当作博物馆使用数十年了。
Friends, we have had a very exciting and surprising destination today, Perth. I didn't know much about this place in Australia when we started reading our article, so before we end our lesson today, let's take a moment and talk about what we learned.
Yeah, we learned that Perth is a city on the western coast of Australia. It is right next to the Indian Ocean. And it's very famous for its beaches.
It's not a city that many people imagine when they think of Australia, but our lesson says that this is a mistake because the beaches there are gorgeous.
They're gorgeous. We learned about a couple of different places, including a place where you can go snorkeling. You might even see an octopus.
As you pass over the seagrass, you can see an octopus or other colorful fish.
Our friends, maybe you would like to go into town and see a unique experience. You can watch people ringing some bells.
Not just a few bells, there are 18 bells that are housed in the city of Perth.
But more than anything, the city of Perth is unique because there are almost no other cities around it. It's a pretty hard place to get to by car, but that doesn't mean it isn't worth going there.
Friends, we're going to find out some of the other reasons why Perth is such a great travel destination in our lesson tomorrow. Make sure you bring your magazine back for that. If you have a chance, you can read ahead so that you're ready with the words we're going to learn tomorrow. That is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye.
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.